Don't call it a comeback. More like a hard luck snowstorm in a third world daydream center. Where have I been? How am I? Here and not dead. Here and not dead. Hey, Mustafeo survives. This soup of hard knocks filled my belly the first third of my life. I know struggle like I know the wart on my brother's hand. Oh, the struggle! Oh, the struggle! Hey! The mint jelly has disappeared from the supermarket shelves. Probably to make space for bathroom paper. It's okay. It's okay! I was tired of that particular shade of green. Live your life like the end of your life is a speeding train about to hit you. Said by my grandmother, who spent most of her life staring into a hole. Most of my social unrest was formulated in public toilets, waiting in the dark for inspiration to fall from the shelf and hit me in the head like a jar of worms. I sat for days praying for a sign, and finally, when the shelf above my head could no longer ignore my stamping foot, down came the jar with the worms. It fell in my hand, and I lit a match to confirm the contents of the jar. I cleaned my bottom and leapt from the seat with renewed vigor and set out, about to find the largest lake I could walk to. I found a rusty shower curtain rod during my walk and fashioned a fishing pole out of it. I opened the jar, and at first the little worms looked scared. They looked so scared! But soon, with a little coaxing from the hot end of a lit match at the base of the jar, they began to walk. The little worms began to walk. One by one, they left the jar and covered the curtain shower pole. Soon the top of the pole was covered by the worms, and I shoved it into the lake. What a splash! After a minute or so, the pole began to wiggle, then shake violently. I caught a man-eater! I had a tug of war with whatever was at the other end. I fought and fought and fought, and soon pulled out a giant rusted bird cage from the lake. Inside the cave was a giant carp that was curled up and snoring. The fog of battle had put the fish to sleep, and I left him to its final rest before he became part of the bouillabaisse I would fashion for my evening's meal. I buried the half-empty jar of worms next to the oak tree where my parents told me on a drunken New Year's Eve I had been conceived. My fishbowl reality was now personified by a giant carp. I gave her the name Evangeline and spoke to her softly so her little carp ears would not be distressed by the new sounds made by an above-ground species. Species! Hey! Hey! Where is my bandana? I want to play hippie with my new friend. Maybe Evangeline and I can play frisbee in the dark before supper and maybe go to the Momo house for a final cocktail before the fate intervenes. Fate intervenes! Hey! I don't know if Frankie will let me into the Momo house with a rusty birdcage and a sleeping fish, but I can try. I can try! We can have one of those concoctions served in the flaming pineapple. I'd wake her up for that. Ha! Frankie said, I'm welcome anytime at Momo's, ever since I stopped a robbery in progress with a few well-placed words and a magic trick, where I temporarily made the world disappear. That was quite the snow globe shaker, I will tell you. But the time is short, and my stomach grumbles. It's too soon to think of any of this as an opportunity for everything. Life is like a series of haymakers to the chin. But as my grandmother used to say, life is like a series of haymakers to the chin. But as my grandmother used to say when she'd stop staring at the hole for a bathroom break, if you see stars, make a wish. I only wished for her to go away. Go away, Grandma! And take that hole with you. I can't stand looking into its blackness and imagine what could be living at the other end. I need a squeegee for my eyes to make things clear again. But first, I must eat, for without a tasty meal, I am less than nothing, which was actually my stated goal from the beginning, but also, as my grandmother would say, trouble begins when you finally get what you want. Here's to happier days for me, you, and Evangeline, and the happy little worms living inside the jar. If you don't hear from me, it's because I am working. Everybody must work! Bore down on boredom. Find what puts you to sleep and rest eternally. The less noise I find, the better.